God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you. For you are our rock and our redeemer. You are everything we have from the beginning to the end. Be with us as we preach and listen and sing and bring hope more fully into the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Her mother was manageable during the day. Her confusion was manageable during the day. They would wake up for breakfast and they would have their tea and their toast. And then they would go out to the garden. And they would look at all the flowers, which ones were waxing and which ones were waning. Then they would come back inside for a mid-morning nap, and the breeze moving the curtains in the window and the sun pouring in, but soft. They would wake up from their nap and have lunch and maybe play cards or maybe dominoes. She was manageable during the day, she said to her doctor. Her confusion is manageable, but at night. She gets so full of anxiety at night, and she rubs her hands like this, and she sees things that aren't there. She thinks people are always breaking into the house. When I go to try and help her, she thinks I'm a stranger, and she backs away from me. The doctor said we call this sundowning. When the sun goes down, the dementia rises. When the sun goes down, the confusion and the anxiety rises. Have you tried some bedtime rituals? Maybe a warm mug of milk. Maybe some soft music. Maybe read your mother a story or two. Maybe a nightlight. Do you remember when you were a child and the darkness poured into your room and the light fled? Do you remember how disconcerting that can be? How disorienting that can be when the sun goes down? The sun went down on Jerry. 15 years ago this summer, he was on the phone with his doctor, and over the phone, the doctor said, "You are HIV positive." And he fell down to his knees. He just buried two of his dear friends to this mysterious virus, and he knew what it looked like, and he knew what it smelled like, and it felt like the sun was going down on him, and the anxiety rose like the moon. How am I going to tell my family? How am I going to tell my partner this? Do I have to tell everyone at work? Will they make me wear gloves at work? The sun felt like it was going down on his life as he knew it, and the anxiety started to rise. The first place he went was to his church. He went to his pastor. He wanted his pastor to lay hands on him and to pray for him, but the pastor would not touch him. It was not what the psalmist calls an inhabitable town. That pastor kicked him out, not just of the office, but out of the church. The second place he went was to his AA meeting. It was his sharing time, and he stood up and he said, "I am HIV positive and I am scared to death." And he sat down and you could hear a pin drop. It felt like another inhabitable town. But when the meeting was over and the coffee started around, they came to him and threw their arms around him and wiped away his tears. And one by one, they told him their own stories, how they had fallen into the valley of the shadow of death, how it looked like their life was in ruin, how they cried out to God, how God delivered them, how God held back that sun downing and flooded their days and nights with light. Psalm 107 is a hymn of lament. It is a hymn that cries out over the ages. It is a song on the mouth of a son or a daughter who is looking after an aging parent and watching their mother evaporate. It is a psalm for the newly diagnosed. It is a psalm for that soldier who comes back shattered in body and in soul. It is a hymn of lament and crying out to God. And yet, this is how it starts. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Let those wandering in the wilderness say, God is good. Let those who are hungry and thirsty, whose souls are fainting within them, say, God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the pained and the suffering and the vulnerable and the set aside say, God's love is in the world. This is the deep wisdom in Psalm 107 that you already know. Everywhere you look, there is pain, am I right? And hurt, and suffering, and dementia, and war, and earthquakes, and dust, and rubble. Everywhere you look. But here is the deeper wisdom in the psalm. Here is the deep magic of our belief system. Here is the root of everything. In this pain and shattered world, there is God. In the valley of the shadow of death and dementia, God playing cards and dominoes and offering warm mugs of milk and putting on the soft music. This is the deep mystery. God is there taking these broken people and putting them back together again. This is what we are called to believe as Christians, and it's hard. The life of faith is hard. It is a discipline. It is something you need to choose day in and day out. It is having faith and hope in things that remain to this day unseen. And yet, the psalmist tells us how to do this. This is what she says at the end of 107. Take heed the good works of God. This is what the wise people do. Take heed, consider, study diligently. Do you remember Jesus with that daylily in his hands? Consider the lily. Study it diligently, this lily. It neither toils nor spins, yet God takes care of it. So it is now. The psalmist says to you, study diligently. Make yourself a student about how God comes into the world. You can start right now in coffee hour. Listen and study diligently the two women who come together and say, how is your mom doing? Do you need anything? Can I come over and play cards with her so you can have a break? Study this diligently, this getting to know each other, getting to know all about each other. This is how God comes into the world. This kind of support, make yourself a student of how God's goodness comes into the world. The second Sunday of every month, Ken Orth. If you don't know him already, make yourself a student of this man. The second Sunday of every month, he sets up the chairs in a circle and he puts out the candles and people light them and pray for hope and healing. In the 1980s, all these men were dying of a mysterious illness. And this church said, what can we do? Do you need food? Do you need support? Do you need medicine? Do you need advocacy? What can we do? We just need a place to pray. We just need to support one another. We just want someone to lay hands on us and pray with us. And so it began, this healing worship. And so it still happens the second Sunday of every month, and it is open to everyone to come. If you have felt the brokenness and the pain, come and light a candle and say with God, the sun will not go down on my people. Not today, not on my watch. Did you get your newsletter this week? We're starting a whole season this summer of service. You need to come, that's for sure. We are going to the Alston Brighton Food Pantry. We are doing the Cradles to Crayons. We are giving books to people who are in prison. We are doing Habitat for Humanity work in Dorchester, building inhabitable homes for people. Study this diligently. Take heed. If you can't come, and I hope you will, that's okay. But pray for what this church is doing in the world, and consider it deeply, and study it, and make yourself a student of the way God's goodness flows into the world, about the way God's steadfast love takes the very sun when it is going down and lifts it back up and says, the sun will not go down on my people, not on our watch. This is the good news of the Psalm 107. If you are believing, person of God, if you are willing, I invite you to close your eyes and to listen to the psalmist sing as if you are hearing it for the first time. Give thanks to the Lord, for God is good. God's steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Some wandering in desert wastes, finding no way to an inhabited town, hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and God delivered them from their distress. God led them by a straight way until they reached an inhabited town. Let them thank God for that steadfast love that will endure forever. Some sat in the darkness and in the gloom. Some sat in the anxiety of dementia. Some sat in the shame that the world gave to them. They were prisoners in misery and in iron, but they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and God saved them from their distress, and God brought them out of darkness and gloom. God made their night like the noonday sun and broke their bonds asunder. Let those who are wise give heed to the goodness of God. Let those who are wise consider the steadfast love of God, which is coming into the world. Let the people of God say amen.